All right, it is time now for the Mike and Jill cast. How do you like that name, Jill?
I love it.
Yeah, I figured you
would. I think it should be the Jill and Mike cast, though.
You think so? It's a Mike cast kidding. With Jill.
That's Jill's my favorite. Yeah. Then there's that other guy.
Yeah, whatever. No? So, okay. So basically, we have the water cooler conversation. We do this or that and why, but we're friends. We hang out and we're looking
taking
at
this show on the road.
Yeah,
oh, wait, maybe
no,
not.
Taking it off the air is what it's going to do because
okay.
Before the FCC does. And so that's why we figured this is something that we can do weekly and just basically not worry about our time constraints. And we won't make it very long, but just figure that we'll talk about some of the stuff that's going on that's in entertainment and other news. And
my favorite.
But I figure for the first one here, Jill, this would be our season one. That's optimistic,
yeah, I like
isn't it?
Yeah. Does that mean there's going to be more than one?
No, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they always do that with shows that have been canceled, too.
Season
it's like,
one.
Here's the season one of, yeah,
episode
well,
episode five.
Not
and
even
going to
make it there. But we're in episode one here.
It's our debut.
Right. Recorded October 10th of 2016. And I figure that we start with the introduction. People don't realize how we met.
How awesome we are. Oh,
yeah,
that
well,
too.
There's a, no, we got to work our way up to that one, Jill. So, but I think it's funny that, I mean, we do have a funny story.
I know, this is true.
Because we met many years ago. When were you in, I can't remember what year it was, because when were
gosh.
You in,
it,
when did you come
well,
back?
Well, I came home all the time, but I think it was in 2008. Does that sound about right?
Yeah,
were you here then?
Yeah, it would have been earlier than that. Or maybe,
really?
Yeah, maybe 2006, 2004, something like that.
That could very well be.
No, maybe it's around then. Six,
that's
seven,
this is turning
whatever.
Out to be a great story. For
yeah,
everybody,
it is.
I'm
what
sure.
a great story. What happened was we met, we got
see
Alzheimer's,
what happened was.
and we keep meeting over and over again like it's the first time.
The best days of our lives.
Well, but basically, what happened was Jill was out and singing karaoke, and I was out singing karaoke. And we were.
Were
both.
You like hosting it though?
No, not then. I wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, maybe I was.
I feel like you might have been.
I might have been a host because I used to host. It was at the Clock Tower, so
yeah.
So that could have been. And so had a great time and said this girl she may not be able to sing the best, but no, that's not true.
It's true. It is true.
No, you were slaying it, but the thing is that you were fun. We were having a good time.
Yeah, because I'm constantly sarcastic, and
yeah,
that fits right
I
in with
think
your personality.
That was probably it. And the girlfriend that I was dating at the time, she was enjoying hanging out in between you and I. That was having fun, and so I got Jill's phone number. So we could call and so that we could get together again
yeah.
and have a good time. It's like, hey, we've met this new friend. And then I promptly used it as a text message probably several months later.
Promptly.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Jill was no longer in South Dakota.
Yeah, because that's what I found. And so I was trying to get people together for us to have a party. And I was like, hey... Why don't you come? We're going to have a party this weekend, and so and you're like, who is this? I'm in Arizona.
Well, because it was a 605 number,
who
so
is
knew
this?
It was South Dakota or
you know,
something.
Because well, you're a genius like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm so smart.
Yeah, and it was like, who is this? You're you made such an impression on me that you're. Yeah, you know I'm teaching in Arizona. Oh, all right.
What probably happened was you took my number and I never heard anything, so I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, typical of
sounds
my life.
Like a typical dude.
Yeah.
So I was all bitter.
Yeah. I know. I didn't realize at the time what a man-hater Jill was or what she was about to become. And
he
so,
should have by my karaoke choices.
I know, yeah. I think it probably was. So anyway, I kept her number and didn't think anything of it after that, except that what I remembered was that that your name was, unique in the spelling.
Oh, my last name.
No, your first name, J-I-L-L.
Yeah, super unique.
I always knew ones that just had one L, and yours was different.
Mine is so different.
Yeah. So, so remember that. So then fast forward to about 3 years ago, almost three.
Yeah, yeah, almost three.
Like 3 years ago. And yeah. So I'm at, it may have been, oh, I know exactly what it was, my birthday
yeah,
party.
Yeah, so it was in 14.
Yeah, yeah, so it was...
like May, June?
Yeah, June, yeah, good enough. And so we're at the, we were at the Vertex and celebrating my birthday, and at the end of the evening, Jill horns in on the birthday party thing.
I always, yeah. People probably now are like, oh, that's the chick that we're hanging out having fun at the
Everybody
bar.
Everybody knows who you are. They just don't know who you are.
They don't know who I am.
They know that girl that goes over.
I make friends with everyone at the bar.
Right. And we were all sitting around the fire pit outside at the top of the Vertex there. And so Jill just slides on over and grabs it. I think was eating off our plate of food.
I probably was.
Yeah, because we had all these platters of food.
I think you were done eating by the time, because we went to dinner and then came up there.
Right, and you were still hungry, obviously. And it was, the guys at Pandora had done this a very cool birthday party for me. It was kind of a surprise birthday. And
awesome.
So them and my now ex-wife, who she got along fabulous with you that night.
Right,
Of course, you got along with everybody that night.
I know, everybody's
it's
fun.
It's like, oh, hey, look, Jill's so much fun. And so the guys, particularly Ron from programming Pandora, he and I were over there in a conversation. And Jill comes over and talking about... we were talking about the female, your favorite.
Chelsea.
We're talking about Chelsea Handler.
And how she's my idol.
Yeah. And so, and I like Chelsea, and I thought, that's true. You guys have a similar sense of humor. And so then the next thing you know, we're talking about, hey, you know, you should come on my show. And now, I have to say, I was really drunk at the time.
Yeah, you're like, why did I say that? Like, do you have guilt the next morning?
Really drunk at the time, and I was,
But Ron said, should, but Jill, you can't swear.
Yeah.
Because
they did
swear a lot when I drink.
But the funny thing is that during that time, we didn't know that this was the same person that we had met years earlier.
Right.
Until at that point, whenever we said, you know what, we should get your number, and you started spelling your last name. And I said, no, wait, I know how to spell that. I'm like, really? I'm like, oh my God, I know you.
And it was about 5 minutes before that, the person I was hanging out with, I said... Forever ago, this guy told me I had a good radio voice, and I've always wanted to pursue that. But, you know, like, you can't just go to the radio in Arizona and be like, hey, you should put me on the air.
Right. Well, if you would have told them who told you that, they would have.
Yeah. Then maybe.
Yeah.
So it was totally funny that we both realized when you showed me your phone and it had my old cell number from Arizona.
Yeah. It was there. It's like
so funny.
All right. Yeah. This was it. And so so then we continued, and we started the show, and then I have been friends through the destruction of my marriage, and
that's nice.
And
lovely.
And all of our personal relationships that we.
Yeah, I've had several. It's been stellar.
I wasn't going to like throw any numbers out there or anything.
I don't know if they really count if they're
really
under
rude.
2 months.
Yeah, there is. Well, you got a benchmark there some way, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think that I think that it's funny that the people they do. We have a good time. That's why you and I aren't really allowed to hang out together with our friends.
No, we don't get to very often because they think we're. Is super kind of special.
Yeah. And not the same type that's like, hey, we love listening to you guys on the radio. It's like, oh, God, listen to them over there.
Yeah, they're so annoying.
Cackling. Look at them. They're just cackling over there in the corner.
That's usually the
case.
They're
going to talk about us on the radio, aren't they?
So that's why we get our friends shot so they don't remember what happens.
Well, is that what happens? Yeah. All right. Well, and that's why I want to do this show is because of the fact that we're structured on the air. And this is more like what happens whenever Ring at the Bar. next week I'll have drinks here for us so we can
perfect.
Start.
It'll be I like
absolutely
it.
authentic. Yeah. As to what would happen
legit.
If we were out and about. So, so in the future we can do well. This is the first show, so I'll do it, and we can talk about the things that we did or didn't do together. And I could say that that we had a spectacular weekend, that we didn't hang out with each other, but we did know each other's whereabouts.
Yeah, we usually do.
And Friday night in particular, we had similar whereabouts in our own homes.
Yeah, I was curled up on my couch in my pajamas by like 5, yeah. I think.
Yeah, and I can't remember what I had done, but I had, I think I after leaving the station, I think I had, oh, I do know what I did. I dropped off some meds because I take about 50 of them. And so I dropped them off at the pharmacy. There was no way that they could fill them in one night.
They're like, this is going to take a week, sir.
Yeah, so I started heading home, and I saw that Jill, whenever I was sitting in the parking lot, I saw that Jill was online. And so I thought, oh, well, she's probably in a bar. Let's text her.
Naturally.
Yeah. So what are you doing? And then tell them what you told me.
I said I was watching The Grey's Anatomy. Like, there's 3 episodes that I had been stockpiling them so I could watch them all at once.
Right.
In my pajamas, drinking boxed wine.
Right, right. So, and if that doesn't sound inviting to anybody, I don't know what it is. It's like,
this is how classy and awesome I am.
So, whenever you hear about these fun times that Jill and I have off the air, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sometimes it's just via Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, right. And so, so I went home because I was like, man, that's fabulous because, well, now I don't have to stop at a bar and see you. I will just go home and curl up to watch Dateline. And
I love Dateline.
Me too. That's
it's right. Good
okay.
flick.
So there you go. I think Dateline in 2020. Aren't they both on Friday nights?
I think like, so. I record them.
Going back and forth to them. I don't know. I get so drunk I can't really remember or pay attention. And so that's when I went home. And the funny
thing, awesome.
My kid never says this to me. And what he said to me was, hey, are you going out tonight? I was like,
he was throwing rager at your house. He already planned it.
I kind of wonder because I was like, no, I'm not doing anything tonight. I was like, really? And usually that's not like him. Usually he doesn't care what I'm doing or whatever. And I'm the one going, hey, I'm going to need a designated driver.
So about midnight 30-ish.
Right. So I want to make sure that you're available. And the funny thing is, I get home in between the upstairs and downstairs. We both respect each other's areas to where we didn't see each other.
Yeah. See, that's if I had a roommate, that would be essential. Like, you have your spot, I have mine.
Yeah. Tracy, and I was like, why did you ask that? What are you doing? And he didn't reply till the next day because he fell asleep. because I think that the rave was canceled once I said I wasn't going.
Now
anywhere.
I'm going to take a nap instead. So, and the thing is, you let him go out and do whatever anyways. Like, he doesn't, it's not like it's...
Right. Well, wait a minute, Jill, that doesn't sound right. Yeah, let him go out and do whatever. Yeah, he goes
I just
out
mean, like, he's allowed to go hang with his friends and you're not peppering him with questions like my parents did when I was his age.
Well, you know, it's
but
between...
But he's home. I mean, he doesn't do much.
No, he goes out. He is a good kid. And that's the thing. He's, you know, he's a 17-year-old boy. And then we have the 16-year-old girl. I will pamper her with questions like you wouldn't believe.
That's why.
And I can't trust her. And I can't...
that's my parents.
Great. She'll be listening to this one, but I'm going to tell her she's not allowed on the computer to listen
ever
to this.
Again.
But the thing is, he doesn't do much, and she's the one that goes out and does it. So then I stayed home, and that's exactly
what
I did.
We were lame-os on Friday.
And so then Saturday, what happened was...
started drinking at noon. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah. No, you didn't, because you went to a kid's movie. You couldn't have.
Oh, it was so cute.
Yeah, you couldn't have gone...
we went to eat before that. I had a glass of wine.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Who doesn't have a glass
noon,
of wine
but it was 2.
Before you go to the kids movie with the kids?
I wasn't driving the kids.
Yeah, right. No.
I just met them there.
No. You just met them there and just eating your popcorn loud
I ate
and
their
belching
popcorn.
And all of those kind of fun
good stuff.
Things. So then later you went out with friends to a birthday party.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Paul.
Yeah. And so, and I know Paul. So you were like, hey, you want to join us? And I said,
the creepiest thing ever.
And she did. She thought it was like really creepy. And then whenever
creepy.
I said it, it was sounded kind of creepy because I had some friends come over and they were coming over for the hot tub.
Not just some friends. Well, it was a married couple.
Yeah.
And so, you.
They're not really, well, they're not actually married. They just say that they're married because it's easier that way. But that's okay. I'm friends with both of them.
I know.
I was like,
just giving you grief.
I know.
Like,
and whenever you said it, it's like, it sounds creepy. And then I tell somebody else, it's like, yeah, tonight. They're like, really? That sounds awkward. I'm like, no, come on. I'm not. It's like Uncle Perv here inviting some people over.
And I always, in the back of my head, whenever I send stuff like that, I'm always like cracking up laughing at myself. And then I'm thinking, I wonder if he understood that I totally meant that as funny or if he really thinks I think he's creepy.
Yeah, no, because then I feel the obligation to explain myself, which I did. I'm just texting her back and going, I'm not really, like, it's not like it sounds. Stop it.
It is.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like talking to somebody else and doing the same thing. You know, is it because, because...
You've been planning it, you said.
Well, the thing, for years, because even back whenever my wife and I got a ride home from the one time because they were the designated driver. And they've done that for me several times. It was always like, it'd be like, you know, I owe you. They're like...
I owe you. Come over to my hot tub naked. It'll be fun.
No. It's like, no. No, because, because that would keep anybody from coming over. And she said, she's like, oh, well, you let us use your hot tub. Not let us use, but we'll come
say,
over.
Maybe she really did
come
mean
on,
for you
titled.
To not be there.
Yeah, probably not. But, you know, and the funniest thing about this is that whenever we reacquainted and after my birthday, you came over and got in the pool with my wife and I and in the hot tub.
I know.
So you're like,
the difference with that is, didn't you have people over for a little while?
No, hell no.
Oh,
don't even act like there's a way out of this.
I was at softball all day. Right? Do you remember? How roasted red I was.
Do.
I'm like, pool? Yeah, I'm down. Let's get in the pool.
You like did not hesitate. It's like the fastest answer I've ever seen. It's like, okay, I'm there. You know?
Yeah.
And so we started in the swimming pool and then got in
awesome,
the hot tub.
It was awesome. It was like a million degrees that
yes.
day.
And it was, it was fine.
That's
it's
true.
Not, but I've always said that about having the hot tub is that it always seems like you're kind of creepy if you say,
sit in the hot tub.
And it's always creepy. And particularly whenever I was, whenever I was married and my ex-wife, she had big boobs.
And flotation devices.
She did, but everybody, you know, like guys were like, hey, we'll come over and sit in the hot tub.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Come on.
Like three guys.
I know
and you
what
two.
You want. Yeah, that's, I had neighbors that came down one time. It was like they're drinking late at night and they come down. Well, their wives had already passed out and they're walking down and going, hey, what's going on here?
We're going to get in the hot tub with them.
So that's. And it turned out that is after talking to you and other friends, I sound like a perv. This is creepy. This is weird. And then they came over and we had a fun time catching
Good.
Up because we never get to talk and so we had a good conversation and I broke a bottle of booze.
Gosh. In the hot tub?
No, it was empty and it was outside. It was on the outside there.
Oh.
So just walk around there.
Yeah, don't step on the glass.
Yeah, so... So that's a weekend with Mike and Jill. So that's how awesome we are.
You guys are missing out if you haven't hung out with us.
Right. And this is what I know that everybody wants to. So, all right. Well, let's wrap it up. This
all
is
right.
Because I figure I'll never have us go long enough that, so we'll skip the current stuff in the news because I could care less. Except that the creepy clown costume sales are up 300%.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get shot is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like some idiot's going to get
shot. You see those videos
killed.
All the time of the people scaring, and I think those are awesome, and then I go, oh, they should be shot. You know,
because
it's
what if it's you walking
right,
around
of
in
course.
The night?
So
I stay in
like
in the dark.
Dragging a sledgehammer and with your clown makeup on.
I meant the other way.
Oh, okay. All right. I get you. Yeah. So there is that. But yeah, I had promised when we do this, we'll never make them long, drawn out Jill Cass.
Because nobody needs to hear that.
No, nobody needs to hear all this. But here we go. So this is a wrap on season one.
Season one, episode one.
From October 10th, the Mike and Jill Cass. And we'll talk to you next time.